In response to high needs in the underserved area of Navajo Nation, Rotary clubs and nonprofits across the state gathered thousands of pounds of supplies to deliver to Montezuma Creek over Memorial Day weekend. Devin Thorpe, a Democratic congressional candidate for Utah's 3rd District, says he was overwhelmed by the level of support the project received throughout the state.
We set up a 2-hour donation site at my LDS church house here in Salt Lake City. And I took my little car over, expecting that in the 2 hours I would be able to fill my little car. In fact, we ended up filling 4 vehicles just to the gills and completely overwhelming our ability to collect.
Churches sewed face masks, the Little Lambs Foundation donated diapers, and the Cash Community Food Pantry donated thousands of pounds of food. Karina Brown of Nibley and her friend Sunny Stewart of Logan got up at 6 in the morning to drive their haul down to southern Utah, meeting up with Thorpe and other volunteers. Thorpe says the unloading process took hours, even with help from volunteers and members of the Navajo community. Brown, a Democratic lieutenant governor candidate, says,
"The Utah Navajo Health System has been making food deliveries to those families that are in quarantine because of COVID-19. And there's also families that would come to the clinic where we dropped off all the food. They would come there. There's about over 100 of them that would come daily to get supplies and food that they need."
In addition to nonprofit efforts, state officials have been sending testing, medical supplies, and personnel to the area. And according to gubernatorial candidate and current Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, the Farmers Feeding Utah program is helping to get food to Navajo Nation immediately. More information on how to help is available at upr.org. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.